This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner reporting the news. The Anna Jonesboro Water Commission says major distribution upgrades have been completed on the system that serves the city of Jonesboro. Crews installed a new water meter and control valve vault at the tank site and made improvements to the 12-inch transmission main, including new valving and a flush hydrant. With the work finished, the commission plans to transfer use of that transmission line to Jonesboro, saying the change will provide long-term benefits and better meet the city's needs. Officials call the project an important step in strengthening local water infrastructure. They say additional capital improvements are planned to ensure communities receive safe, reliable, high-quality drinking water. After nearly 5 years, the Illinois architect of the Capitol says statehouse renovations should be done this winter. Capital News Illinois reports construction on the North Wing began at the end of 2021. The $350 million project is modernizing the building and making it more secure while keeping historical details. One of the biggest changes will see the Circle Drive replaced with a new main entrance that has enhanced security. While parts of the project, like the Senate Chamber and an underground parking garage, are complete, everything was supposed to be wrapped up last year. Capital architect Andrea Agert says finding structural components that no one knew about are what caused delays.
We are slightly behind. You know, as with everything, it's almost like we're on an archaeological site. You know, you don't know what you're going to find until you get into it.
Most of the work that still needs to be done is outside. Heavy rain this summer pushed construction back by several weeks. September is Hunger Action Month, and the Save Our SNAP Coalition says the moment is especially urgent. Since Congress passed what supporters call the One Big Beautiful Bill last July, Illinois has seen a 21.5% drop in SNAP enrollment, about 400,000 people, including more than 100,000 children. Another 100,000 Illinoisans lost benefits because of expanded federal work requirements. For the first time in SNAP's 60-year history, the federal government is also shifting future benefit costs to states. If that policy isn't reversed, Illinois could face an estimated $550 million in annual costs starting in 2028. You could read more on the report at WSIU.org.